Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Council candidate for Ward 2, Nicole Pickray, joins us on today's program to share her vision for the future of Pella if elected to the City Council. This is the fourth of 11 planned Pella City Council candidate profiles.
I'll have you start with an introduction of who you are.
Sure. My name's Nicole Pickray, and I am a resident of Pella.
And Nicole, you are running in the 2019 City Council election in the Ward 2 race with three other candidates. First of all, let us know a little bit about who you are and why you're running.
Sure. So as I mentioned, my name's Nicole Pickray. I have lived in Pella now for just over 3 years, so I'm relatively a newcomer to the area, and I feel very blessed to live here in Pella and to raise my family here in Pella. And running for City Council is important to me because I want a way to give back to my community. I want a way to represent some of the new folks that come in as we attempt to attract and retain residents to the city. I also think that there's opportunity to represent young families and young professionals in our community more broadly than we do today. So running for City Council was a great opportunity for me to, like I said, give back to my community, become an involved and invested member of our city community.
And what is your vision, or what would you say your overall platform is when you talk to voters about, if I'm elected, this is what the next 4 years look like?
Sure. So as I've been out in my ward talking to people and saying, tell me what's important to you, what I find is that you have a demographic of people who are very concerned about maintaining the history and the culture of Pella, which is also important to me. It's one of the things that makes us very unique. But what I think I'm also hearing is that we need our city council to serve as gatekeepers to opportunity. So while we can't let in every opportunity that comes our way, there's been some controversial ones in the last couple of years, like the brewery and things like that. We can't necessarily let every opportunity pass or welcome everything, but we do need to be mindful of what we want our future of our community to look like. And I'm hearing that as well from folks as I'm out talking with them. So maintaining the history and the culture while continuing to progress toward the future. I'm also hearing a lot about housing. There's a real need throughout the Pella community for housing that's at more of an entry-level price point. I think a lot of people, as they move in and out of the community or come in and out for work, look for housing and get a little bit of a sticker shock. Or as they grow and expand their families, are concerned that there aren't houses in a price range that's reasonable for them or comparable to other markets that are nearby. So it may be more reasonable for them to live in a different community and commute in if we can't address the housing situation, not only with inventory, but with price. And then I'm hearing opportunities for recreation being something people want to talk about more. So how do we continue to get bike trails and other opportunities? Like the bikes that went in the city have been fantastic. People seem to be enjoying those. Just continuing to find opportunities for recreation as well.
So you talked housing and recreation. If you can pick one other issue and maybe expand upon it that you think is going to be critical over the next 4 years, especially considering all the challenges and opportunities, as you've mentioned, that Pella will face during that time.
Yeah, so I'm in a unique position because, as many people know, I work for Pella Corporation. And so as I see the challenges that our business faces at Pella and then hear members of the business community throughout the city talking about the challenges they face, I think business development and economic development is going to be another huge challenge, but also a major opportunity for us as we progress into the future. Making sure that we're an attractive place for businesses to come and to get established or even to grow, and that we have kind of a two-way dialogue between our corporate and our business community, the city and the residents, so that we can all work together to achieve what needs to be achieved so that we can continue to grow and thrive. Pella is a very unique community, and I think everybody who lives here is really proud to live here. We want to continue to maintain that while welcoming in new people who maybe come here for work or other things, and we can take advantage of the economic opportunity that these businesses bring.
Once again, that was Pella City Council candidate for Ward 2, Nicole Pickray. Hear interviews with her opponents, Harold Van Strylen, Calvin Banstra, and Robin Falsgraf at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.